That's Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. We have a Machlokas Rabbeinu and the Chachamim. If you make a shituf in a mavui and you didn't make a separate eruv in each chotzer, if that helps, or you have to make a separate eruv and a separate shituf. And we have a Machlokas Rav Nachumi and Rabba. Whether the machlokis is only where you made it b'yayin, which the shituf itself could not have been an eruv. Do we say migu that it helps for a shituf, it helps for the eruv also? But if you made it with pas, which you could have made the eruv with the pas, then the one pas takes care of everything, then everybody agrees. That's one opinion. The second opinion was that even if you make it by pas, the special halacha that you have to make a separate eruv, even though the shituf could have been an eruv, it doesn't make a difference. And the other opinion holds, no, we don't make such special halacha that you have to have both. Meisve. So now the Gemara asks the following question. The Chachamim Omrim, O Ma'arvin, O Mishtatvin. The Lashon of the Braisa was that the Chachamim hold that either you make an eruv or a shituf. Either one would be sufficient. My love, O Ma'arvin, B'chotzer, B'pas. Doesn't that mean either you make an Eruv in the Chotzer with Pas, because if in order to make an Eruv you have to have Pas, or Mishtatvin, the Mavui, B'yayin. Or you could make a Shituf in the Mavui with Yayin, and that'll help for the Eruv too. So you see that even B'yayin, and if according to the opinion that says that when it comes, if you make it with Yayin, nobody holds it's good, and the Machlokas is only where there's Pas, so who does this go according to? Nobody holds like that. Elamai, it must be that the Machlokas is even B'yayin. And this goes like the Chachamim. Omer of Gidl, Omer Rav, Hachikomer. Oma Arvin B'chotzer B'pas, Umutorin Kan V'kan. Right? This is what the Chachamim meant to say. Either you make an Eruv in the Chotzer with Pas, and then there'll be Mutter, since all the Chatzeros made an Eruv together, so therefore the Mavu is also Mutter, automatically. Or you make a shituf in the mavui with pas, and menela, everything included in the mavui is included. But it doesn't mean b'yayin. It doesn't mean shituf is different than the eruv. It's talking about making a shituf with pas or an eruv with pas. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, halacha k'Rav Meir. So Yehuda said to him, Rav, halacha k'Rav Meir, that you can't be somech on the shituf b'makom eruv, and you have to make a separate Eruv. And the reason is that the children shouldn't forget there's an idea of an Eruv. They won't know that there's an Eruv in this culture. They won't know you made a Shituf. The Shituf, like we said, is put into one of the Chatzeros. It's not put necessarily in a, what's it called, in a Beis Dira. Only an Eruv does. So they won't see in any of the houses an Eruv, and therefore, what's it called, they'll say there was no Eruv over here. They won't realize there was a Shituf. Rav Huna Amar Minik Rav Meir. Rav Huna said the minig is like Rav Meir. We'll see what the difference is, whether the halach is like him or the minig is like him. Rav Yochanan Amar Noagu Amka Rav Meir. And Rav Yochanan said the people were noheg like Rav Meir. We'll see that it's a lesser level. Whatever it is, at least they were noheg like Rav Meir, that you have to have both a shituf and an eruv. Okay, see Rashi. The Mailav, the Kashi Lamandiom, B'yayin, Lo Pligi. Right? Isn't it talking where you made a Shituf in what you normally make a Shituf, or an Eruv in what you normally make an Eruv? And therefore there is an opinion that says, according to this, that you can make a Shituf with Yayin and it'll help for the Eruv. Where it says, no, O Mishtatif B'mavui Pas, what it means is the following. Either you're Mishtatif in the Mavui, B'pas, not what you normally make a Shituf with. The Mishtatif Dumya the Ma'arvin Tani. But you do the same thing, except one's in the Mavui and one's in the Chatzeru separately. Hilchasol Minig v'nohagu b'perek basra Tainus. The last parak of Tainus, the Gemara explains the difference between these three things. Mefarish halacha darshinu b'perek. If the halacha is like Rav Meir, then we teach it publicly. This is the halacha. Halacha k'Rav Meir. Minig, midrash lo darshinu, aruyi marina liyachin habolimloch. If it's just Minig k'Rav Meir, then we don't teach it publicly that this is the halacha, but if somebody comes to ask the shayla, we tell him that this is the halacha. Noagu, if it's just that people were knowing like Reb Meir, Oruye Nami Lo Amorina, we don't even paskin to tell a person Allah is like Reb Meir, the other Lo Machinen Bahu. But if he does like Reb Meir, we don't protest it. So the Sfarim asks, well, we don't protest it. What's the Tosus asks, Lechara, what's there a protest of? It's a Chumra, right? If somebody wants to make a Shituf and an Eruf together and not rely on the Shituf, we don't protest. What's the protest? He's being Machmer, right? If the halacha is really like the Chachamim, but there were no Hag like Reb Meir to be Machmer, so we're not Moche, if you want to do the extra. What do you mean not Moche? What's the be Moche? So Tosus says two Pshatim. One is Legami the Bracha. Guy wants to make a bracha on the Shituf and a bracha on the Eruv, because it's a bracha levatala, because you don't really need it. But if a person, the Chazon Ish explains, if a person always wants to be machmer like Reb Meir, it's not a bracha levatala. Then he wants to hold like Reb Meir. But if he really does like the Rabbanan, and one Shabbos he decides he wants to be machmer, then he can't make a bracha, it's a bracha levatala. Second thing, lo machinen behu, Tosa says, is if the guy refuses to carry for Shei Mitzvah, water, you need hot water for a bris, and there's no Eruv, there's only a Shituf. Really, Mikra Adin, you're allowed to carry. But if a person wants to say, no, I want to be extra frum, and I want to carry in this situation, because there's no Eruv also, then we don't make a Machoa that Levaisa now he's holding up the bris or whatever. That's how he holds. He's allowed to be no egg like that without us protesting it. Okay, let's go on.
Does every person in the world have to have das for it?
What?
Does every person in the bottom have to have das that they want it for both, or one...
No. It's a mistake. We saw the just that. Okay. And Shulchan Aruch paskins, so the Rambam, that if you're mishtatip a pas, you could be somech on that b'makom erev. And the Rama says even b'yayin. What's it called? Yesh omrim afilu b'yayin. He brings on the other sheet. That even b'yayin, since migo, that it helps in the shituf, it helps for what normally wouldn't help for an erev. Mishnah. Chamisha chaburo sheshovsu betraklin. Echad. You have five groups that were in one building. One big building, traklin. And they're in different places in the building. We'll see one second if there's anything separating them. But they're all in one building. They're not in separate buildings. Beshame omrim erev lechol chabur v'chabura. Beshame says you look at each group as a separate entity and you have to make an erev for each group. And Basil says, no, one Erev will help for all of them. They're not considered separate entities. They're all considered one. Umodim, Bisman Shemitzos, Shruim, Bechadorim, Obalios, Shehein Srichen Erev, Lechol Chabura Chabura. But they both, Beishame and Basil, agree that if each group is in a separate cubicle, right, in a separate room, or in a separate attic, right, then you need an Erev for each Chabura. Okay, then each chabura becomes like a chotzer of itself. Okay. Rashi, the traklin echad, the chilku lechamisha. They divided it into five areas. The kulan yeshman pesach min a traklin lechotzer. And each group has its own entrance into the chotzer. Okay, because if they wouldn't, and the only entrance is one on the other, then could be for sure they're considered like one group. The tzorech la'ariv in shar b'nei chotzer. And they have to make an eruv with the other people in the chotzer. So what you have is a group of five over here, a group of five over there, but it's not five separate houses. If he sized separate houses, every house would have to contribute to the Erev, right? And then every house on this side, and then all of them would be what's called mishtatif in the chatzah. But here you have five, but it's one house. So there's only one, what's it called, you'd only need one Erev for each of the, or you need five for each one. Need five people to contribute, or it's enough, what's it called, one person contributes for everybody. That's a shayla. Beshame omrim, rishu yoseim chalukin, that each of these people is considered, what's it called, separate. Vitzor, and each chabur is considered separate. Vitzorech lechol chabura litein pas be'eruv hachotzer. Every chabura, right, even though they're all in one house, so before it's not right, there's five groups in one big house. So this one big house is considered one house, Lagavi the Chatzar. So it needs one Erev, or it needs five Erev, because there's five groups. Each group is considered a different house, since they're in different compartments, we'll see. So does each compartment considered a house, and therefore each of the of the groups has to be mishtatef in an eruv, or no, all the groups together are considered one house, and therefore they don't all have to be mishtatef. It's enough that what's called one person is mizmaarif for all of them. So that's a shaila. Since Rishu Yosein Chalukin, this is what Beishamai holds, Vitzarek Lechol Chabur Ali take pas be'erev Achatzer. Every separate group has to give a pass as if they'd be a separate house in the Chatzer. To have a look, it's like five houses. The Huadid, the Imbol, the Holchim, Rishu, Zu, Lazu, Shrikim, Erev, Be'erev. If they want to carry from one room to the other, they're going to need an Erev, according to this, because each one's considered a separate house. And you can't carry from one house to another house without an Erev. Ubeisilomrin, ein mechitza zu chilek rishus. This mechitza that separates between the rooms, we'll see, the Gemara's going to discuss what kind of mechitza it is, right? It's not enough to make it a separate house. The mechitza shvelahi. It's a very minimal mechitza. Can you refer to Gemara? Hilkach Erev Echa Mekulam. Therefore, they're all considered one house. And you only need one pass for all of them. You don't need five pass for the five groups. Uvesocha track with Novi Motzi Mizu Mizu below Eruv. The male, since they're all considered one group, you don't need an Eruv to carry in the house from room to room. All you need is an Eruv to carry what's it called from the rooms into the what's it called into the Chotcher. Shatrak with Mechaber, because they're all in one house. Right? You have a whole family living in one house. You don't need an Eruv to carry from one room to the other. It's all one happy family. Okay, we'll see in a second. It's not one happy family. It's different people rooming in one house. You need an Eruv between the rooms. The guy has his own room. The Kivin de Beineyam ain't Sarach Eruv. Nasa Echad Beyam Shliach Lekulam. Since they don't need an Eruv between them, they're all considered one. So one person takes the pass, and he becomes a Shliach for all of them. Damir lekamon chamisha shigavu as eruvan kolomer sheshuri bechamisha batim bechatzer the iruvu beinehem v'havi luchada they become one the boy la'ari v'macherim eruv echad lekula since they're all one eruv is enough for all of them who boldim kishemitzos and shruyim v'havi lukei batim but even Beis Hillel agree that if they're in different rooms mamish right then they're considered like different houses. The lo dovu laheishu govu was a ruvan. Shari lo irvu beinim. They didn't make an eruv between them. So each one's considered a separate thing, and each group needs its own separate eruv to contribute towards the eruv and the chotzer. The Omer of Nachman, machlokes v'mesipis. When does Beis Hillel hold that they're considered one big group if the only thing that separates them is a mesipis? Rashi says a mechitza less than 10 tochim. A little divider. But not a real mechitza. Avol mechitza asara divrei akol eruv lechol chabura chabura. There's a 10 tvachim high mechitza, then that is a bona fide separation, and each one's considered a separate group, and each group is considered a separate house, and each one needs it to contribute its own eruv. Ikid the amrei, some say differently. Amr of Nachman, afa mesipis machlokis. Even in a mesipis machlokis, even where the mechitza is not 10 tefachim, right, that's where the machlokas is, even in such a case. That's where Beis Shammai holds that it's still considered five separate things. But Beis Hillel holds it's considered one thing, even with a mechitza. So, pligi bar abchiyav rab shimon barebi. Chad omar machlokas v'mechitza samagiyos l'tikra. Where's the machlokas? So what mechitza does Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue with? So one of these Reb Chiya or Reb Shimon Barebi holds the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is where you have mechitzas magios latikra, where the mechitzas reach the roof. They go from floor to ceiling, so they totally segregate each room. Then what's it called? Beis Shammai holds are separate, and Beis Hillel holds are still considered one. But but even Beis Shammai agrees that if the dividers, the room dividers, don't go up and totally set off the rooms, they're just, what's it called, like in offices. They have, you know, dividers, and they don't go all the way up. They're just, what's it called, there's a lot of space between the top of the mechitza and the roof, and the ceiling, then that's for sure considered one area. It's just marked off for convenience sake. But it's basically, they're all in one area. The Chavamar and the other one said no. Machlokas b'mechitzo shemagir satikra. When did Beis Hillel say it's considered like one area if the mechitzas don't reach the ceiling? Then you can consider it one area. Avol mechitzas hamagir satikra. But if the mechitzas totally segregate room from room, all the way up to the ceiling, then even Beis Hillel agrees that it's separate, considered separate houses. Then divrei hakol shrikim erev lechol chabur v'chabur. Rashi. Machlokas b'shuseim chalukos. Rabbi Vesipus, Mechitza Nemucha Shol Chatichos Eitzim, to Hasel the Beis Hillel Bayis Echad Hu, the double Lehei Shigovo Shrei Ruvan, the Haninami Kavishi Irvu Dami. Right? When does Beis Hillel hold that the five groups are considered like one house, and they don't need an Erev between them? They just need an Erev to contribute totally towards like one house in the Chatzar. That's if the mechitza is a low mechitza, less than 10 tefachim, made of pieces of, what's it called, like sticks. What's it called? It would be like a bunch of, poles, what? Yeah, staves in the ground that just separate the areas. And the other Mandi Omer said, no, after the Simis, the Ikad Yamri say, after the Simis Machlokas, the Lotema Beishamai Mechitza Asorah Huda Asri, who the Sipis Modu, and I feel the Sipis Mami Asri. But they still all agree, even in a bona fide Mechitza, doesn't make it separate houses, since they're all in one house, just in different rooms. Pleiti Bob Asnisen Koi, Machlokas Beishamai Beishilu, and now we have another Machlokas, what exactly the Machlokas Beishamai Beishilu is. And the first one said the Machlokas is either only b'mesippis, or even b'mesippis. Now we're saying a different kind of mechitza was the machlokas. Mechitza doesn't reach the ceiling. It's more than 10 tefachim, but it doesn't reach the ceiling. Umalva mechitza shei magiyus l'tikra, afilu hein asara, divri hakol eirav echad. Even if they're 10 tefachim high, they still hold that all you need is one eirav. L'kulan. Upligi atarvayu lishan rav Nachman. This argues on what we said before. Well, we said before, it depends either on a mechitza of 10 tefachim or not. But if it's 10 tefachim, right, then the lechara, there's two different lashonos, whether Beis Hillel also argues there or not. But not that if it's 10 tefachim, everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai, as long as it doesn't reach the roof. Lishna kava kover, the mechitza asara moldu dechilukavi, the hachamrin afilu magiz l'tikra pligi. It can be more than 10 tefachim as long as it doesn't reach the ceiling. They still argue. According to the first lashon, that's not true. And the bona fide mechitza of asara tefachim is a divider. What's it called? Well, the lishma basra ka'omer the mesippis nami pligi. According to the second lashon before, we hear that they argue even by mesippis, and Beis Shammai is machmer that it's considered five different houses, even if it's only a low mechitza. The asri Beis Shammai. Here we say that Beis Shammai doesn't make it into five houses, even with a bona fide mechitza, if it doesn't reach the ceiling. Ela mechitzas amagiyas l'tikra. So these two things that explain the Mishnah completely differently. So we have one where the machlokas centers around how high the mechitza is. Is it 10 tefachim or not? And there there's difference of opinion of how to zetzayin the machlokas like that. And then the second opinion is in the Mishnah that has nothing to do with it, it's mechitza asara or not. Everybody agrees it's talking about a 10 tefachim high mechitza. The question is, does it go to the ceiling or not? Okay. So, lechora, you have different people living in a house. Okay? Person has guests in this house, in different rooms. They have their own room. So, Tosa says if they're all eating together in one place, you don't need an Erev. Because a person goes after where he eats. And if they're all eating in one common dining room, even though they have separate rooms, you don't need an Erev for that. That would be a hotel. See, hotel, they have other reasons. But a boarding house. A boarding house, but not everybody eats in their own room. They eat in a common dining room. So then, for sure, it's considered, what's it called, one thing. The main thing over here, you don't need an Erev to carry between the rooms. It's all one thing. You don't need an Erev to carry into the hall. They're all considered one. Basically, because they're eating together. Okay. What happens if they don't eat together? Right? They're not eating together. Each one eats in his own room. Okay, so Tosu says somebody has a boarder living in his house. Does he have to make an Erev to be able to carry inside his house? Since the boarder's room, he eats in his own room, and he's a separate thing. So that can say there's a real bona fide mechitzas between the rooms. Right? Each room is a separate thing. It's not a little mesipis, and it's not just room dividers. It's a room. So Tosfos says three reasons why you don't need an Erev in that situation, and everybody's considered one. One is, even if they eat separately, but they all use the same cooking utensils. Those they all cook in a kitchen, then they take the food to their room to eat. So since they're all shutin in cooking utensils, right, that's one reason why they should be considered like one. Second reason is that the Balabayas didn't take on boarders to make his house usher. He doesn't consider them separate, right? So therefore they don't usher him. The third one is that the Balabayas can throw the boarders out whenever he wants. So he basically, it's all his. Okay. They say in a hotel, even if people don't eat in a common dining room, they eat in other places, restaurants or whatever. So you go to a hotel, you don't eat in the dining room of the hotel. Sometimes you go to a hotel, the dining is like kosher. Right? So you eat whatever, in your room, you eat when you bring your own food. A motel for sure is like that. But since the Balabayas can get you out of the room whenever he wants, he has that right. Right? Even if you pay for the room, he can give you back your money and throw you out. So then the hotel is not considered separate areas according to that pshat. Because he can get you out. The Mishnah Berurah says that last reason is enough by itself. If the Balabayas can tell you to go, whatever, then the borders all are part of the bias. Right? The first two reasons have to go together. Either you have to what's it called, be cooking together, right? And also the Balabayas didn't make these people his borders to Asri. Those two things have to go together. But the third one is independent. And the Chazon Ish holds, you always need all three things. If you're not, be mishtatef in the cooking. You don't all cook in one area. And also, the Balabayas hired them or rented his father's place, and he didn't do it to ask for himself. And he can get rid of them at all times. You need all three reasons. If any one of those reasons doesn't apply, then they're considered separate things. And you'd have to have an Erev within the house. And again, that would be a difference in a motel, a hotel, or whatever. There is another thing. If the Balabayas has kelim, it's a furnished apartment, and each room, each boarder is using the furniture of the Balabayas. So the Balabayas has something in the room which he has a share in that room. Something of his is there, then for sure it's considered all one thing. That's considered one thing.
The Balabayas have to be there
for
Shabbos night to live there on Shabbos.
What?
The Balabayas have to live there on Shabbos also.
It's not that, since it's Rishos. Now this idea, Mechitzus HaBagios LaTikra, we never found that halacha by anything else, a sukkah. You don't have to have Mechitzus to go all the way up to the Shach, as long as it's 10 Tfachim, we say you're good Asik. So Tosus explains that this is only where Mechitzus are Roy. If you have a what's it called, these are Mechitzus Kavuos, even if they don't go up to the roof, is what's it called, is considered a good Mechitzah. Okay? And in other halachas, the Tosha says, for instance, you have a sukkah. So the whole thing is built like that, then that's a sukkah, that's a halacha, that's a mechitza. But if you have a house that's built with solid walls, and then you just put up dividers to separate, so the dividers can't be mafriya, the outside mechitzas, to make it separate things. That's the halacha over here. But legabe mechitzas, a mechitza doesn't go to the roof, is considered a bona fide mechitza. But it's not considered a bona fide mechitza to be mevatel the outside mechitzas and make it separate areas. That's the shiloh over here.